Hello, how's everybody doing? This is Dr. Lisa. I am the host at the House of Healing. I'm so excited to see you. I hope that you are having a good day. Before we get started, I wanted to invite you to my Worldwide Conquering Soul Wound Summit. It is taking place May 2nd through May 6th. That's this coming Tuesday through Saturday. We're going to be praying every day at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will also be teaching live every day at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so I look very forward to seeing you all. All you have to do is, if you're on the podcast, go in the show notes and click the link. It is free for everybody. If you would like to be VIP, you can definitely do that. VIP has a lot of perks. VIP is only $37. You get all 5 days of the prayers and the teachings. You also will join me in my private Zoom room, and we will also do a private Q&A session every night. And so the recordings are yours. It's a steal. It's really, really a good deal. Also, once you register, make sure that you check your email and your spam box. Now, you have an option. It's free to all. But if you would like to be VIP, that is when it's just $37. If you do not want to be VIP, that's okay. You can still attend. I look forward to seeing everybody, because we're going to be unpacking 5 stages that affect women in relationships. Now, today we're going to be talking about the spirit of rejection. Rejection comes in to make you miss your identity and your purpose. And so during the summit, we'll be talking about your identity and your purpose. But today, I wanted to notify everybody about how rejection can bring fear. You know, we all have been rejected. I've been rejected, I don't know how many times. I can't really count on my hand. But rejection will come in, and it will hurt your heart to the point of you'll have an attitude with people, roll your eyes everywhere you go. Every time you hear the person's name, or you even think about that person, or somebody might bring up that person's name or say, "Hey, girl, I saw him at such and such," or "I saw her or saw them at such and such place," or "Have you talked to such and such?" You all of a sudden get an attitude. How many of y'all can relate? You get an attitude. You start thinking about abusing the person. You start thinking about, why in the world did I bring this person into my life? But I want to encourage you that Jesus Christ does love you. And the spirit of rejection is not of Jesus Christ. The spirit of rejection is of the enemy. Now, Jesus was despised and rejected for all of us. So before we dive a little deeper, I want to give you the scripture before we really go deep. It's Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3, and that's in the Old Testament. It's important that you know that so that you can see for yourself that when Jesus was on the earth, he was rejected too. So let's identify it. It says that he was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains, and acquainted with grief and sickness. And like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised. And he did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. That's Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. So many people today are living in a world where they just feel like they have to prove themselves, especially when you've been rejected. I want to encourage you ladies out there to hold your head up high. Do not allow the enemy to make you feel like you're worthless. Know your worth. You are valuable. I don't care if 1,000 people rejected you, from your job, to your marriage, to your family. Rejection comes in so that you can't concentrate, so that you can't even have healthy relationships. There's a lot of women that desire to be married. Well, guess what? We're going to talk about this during our Soul Wound Summit next week, about how if you have been rejected, this spirit will hinder your progress from being married. It will hinder you. I didn't say it will stop you, but I said it will hinder the flow of your blessings from God being able to match you up with the man that he desires for your life. Everybody want to be married. Everybody want that special person. But you have to know that you are worthy of being loved. You have to know that Jesus Christ does love you. And so rejection is not something that God uses. Rejection is something that the devil uses to attack God's people. Millions and billions of people, and women, men, and children from all over the world suffer from the pain of rejection. And I'm about tired of it. I'm about tired of the devil. That's why we have in this summit, so that we can heal, deliver, and set the people of God free. And it is online. The Holy Spirit will be moving. Let me tell you the website. It is www.askdrlisa.org. Askdrlisa.org. Do 1/4, type in soul-wound-summit. Or you can just visit the website, www.askdrlisa.org, or visit the show notes and you will see it. Click and register. And guess what? As soon as you register, you're going to get an email with the link where you can join us nightly for free online. Hallelujah. Let's talk about this old demon. There are many, many causes of rejection, women of God. Now, rejection comes in to enter through what? If somebody abuses you, that opens the door for you to be experiencing hurt. If you have a physical abuse from somebody, if you've been verbally abused, if you've been sexually assaulted by somebody, that brings in emotional trauma. This rejection spirit brings in a whole world of turmoil. And so when you've been rejected, I want to encourage you not to go back to the person who done this to you. Don't feel like, oh, I just can't get anybody else. I've been dealing with it. I'm going to keep dealing with it. And when you do that, there's a red flag that comes on you. And so when people know that you've been rejected and you stay in that same situation and you don't get out, that person is going to constantly reject you because they feel like you don't know your value. So why should they? Oh, I can't hear nobody. You know that if you've been verbally abused, physically abused, you need to leave that person alone. You also need to call the domestic hotline. There's a domestic violence hotline that you need to call. Let me get the number here for you. It's a 1-800 number. If you are overseas, you also can call the domestic violence number. It is available to everybody. It's 1-800-799-7233. 1-800-799-7233. Do not feel like you have to, you know, stay there. That's what the enemy wants you to feel. He wants you to feel like nobody loves you. You're insecure. Who's going to listen to you? Oh, and the devil will tell you who's going to believe you. People will believe you. If you come to my summit, we're going to talk about it. If you're VIP, you're going to get to come in my private Zoom room. If you are inside of the group that we have for you to watch it, you can still ask questions. You just type it in the chat and I will answer your questions. If you are in the private Zoom room, you can come off the camera if you like, or you can just come off the microphone and we can talk. You can ask your questions. All right, let's go on. There are many, many results that are negative that take place when people suffer from rejection. So I want to hear your thoughts. Now, sometimes people lose their appetite. They lose their appetite. They get brainwashed. They start losing weight. Their hair starts falling out, and it's not good. I can remember when I was rejected, I was seeing this man, and eventually we got married, and I can remember praying about him, and I can remember the Lord showing him to me in my dreams and telling me that I was not to marry him. But how many of y'all know y'all get excited? The person looking all good. So you go ahead and be disobedient. And that disobedience caused me to experience the root of rejection. That root of rejection, you know, it was so heavy, you know, and that's why it's called the root, because it's a stronghold that comes in like a heavy weight, and you feel like you can't move from this thing. And the only way you can move from this and get healed is that you have to be delivered, healed, and set free. Because there are people out here, and we're going to talk about this in the summit, that has experienced mother wounds and father wounds, and it causes you not to know your identity in Christ. It causes you not to be able to walk into your purpose. And so at the Conquer Soul Wounds Summit, we're going to talk about your identity and your purpose, and we're going to talk about strategies, different things that you can do to be able to know who you are, to be able to get set free from this spirit, and for you to walk into your purpose. So I want you to know that the Holy Spirit will reveal to you through his grace and mercy how this demon is operating in your life, how you can maneuver, how you can beat this demon. If you have any friends, any family members that are suffering from the root of rejection, invite them. Remember, the link is in the show notes. It's already highlighted. We have virtual seats waiting for you. The devil wants to keep attacking over and over and over and over again. And remember that once the enemy knows that you have a vulnerable point, then he will attack there again and again and again. It's if he tries to just come in to make you weak. For instance, if you walk in a room, let's say you're going to work or you're at a friend's house and people say, hey, how you doing? And you feel like, now, they didn't say anything to me. Now, I know they see me walking in my job or walking in, you know, to this barbecue. And you, your ears, for some reason, missed when they said hello. And all of a sudden, you get an attitude. You can't even enjoy your day, whether you're at work, or you can't even enjoy the barbecue or the baby shower, because the enemy has told you that they didn't speak to you. They're rejecting you. They don't even want you here. They really want to fire you if it's at your job. Or if you're walking into a birthday party or a barbecue, you know, they just invited you, but you know, nobody here likes you. You're not amongst the popularity people. That is the enemy. Remember, the spirit of rejection operates to make you feel rejected at every event, at in any time of the day, any day of the week, any season of the weather. It doesn't matter. Rejection is one of Satan's favorite tools that is used against the women of God. He does not wait long to get started. When he plants that seed, it grows. And so that's why it's important that you understand and know about generational curses, because this is one way the root of rejection spreads. It spreads and it spreads and it spreads like a wildfire. I can remember when my husband used to reject me in conversation. How many of y'all have people that you try to talk to, you know, you try to engage in your day, and, you know, it seems like they just don't care. I remember he used to not even care what happened to me at work. He didn't care if I was sick. Did I have a headache? Did anybody mistreat me? Did anybody yell at me? So you don't want to be linked with those type of people. Because if a person does not fully love you like Jesus Christ, then they're not the person that God has for you. Rejection, remember, is one of Satan's favorite tools to use against God's people. The devil is a liar. I want you to know that rejection will have you operate in people pleasing. Come on, you got to register. We're going to go deep in the conference. We will be talking about this. It is next week, May 2nd, which is Tuesday, all the way to May 6th. Every morning, we will be online praying at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then at 8:30 every night, we'll be diving deep into the five stages. Once you register, as we get closer to the event, I will post more goodies. We got some surprises and some giveaways that we're going to do. But I want you to be delivered, healed, and set free from the spirit of rejection. Rejection, you have to remember, has no power over you. Why? Because you belong to Jesus Christ. Y'all go ahead and share this because somebody needs to hear this. Rejection does not have more power than you. You belong to Jesus Christ, so therefore you have the spiritual authority to pull down that stronghold. All you have to do is go to the throne of grace and rebuke it. Rejection is of the enemy. God said that his people should become what? Trees of righteousness. That's in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. So whatever you are rooted in will determine the fruit in your life. What is the fruit? The fruit is the direction that you're going, the path that you're taking. So you don't want to be rooted in rejection. I can remember a friend of mine's, you know, she was a person that could really, really bake cookies really, really well. So everybody loved her cookies. And so we went to Florida for a baking competition, and the prize was $50,000. But don't you know some simple words like, why are you using dull pans that are gray and not platinum silver to bake your cookies? Why are you using this skinny little knife that has your name on it instead of the chef's special knives for cookies? And to you, you might say, oh, that's just cookies. But the job was to bring insults in so that she would not perform her best at the cookie competition. They also kept picking on her because of her accent. How many of y'all have an accent when you speak? And sometimes people act like they can't understand what you say. Well, guess what? Everybody has an accent. I have one. It doesn't matter. I was born in the United States. I have an accent. If you were born in Asia, you have an accent. If you were born in Jamaica, you have an accent. If you were born in Spain, you have an accent. If you was born in Mississippi, baby, you have an accent. So it doesn't matter, but they were picking on her about her accent at the competition. Don't you know that because of those things, she did not come in first place? Like, I know that she could, because of the tormenting spirits, the personalities that were there, and the words. So why am I saying this? Because you need to know your identity and your purpose. And if she would have, before the competition, pray, which she didn't do, she was in a hurry. If she would have read her Bible, got in the presence of God, if she would have talked with the Holy Spirit, which she didn't, for secrets and strategies, he would have revealed to her what to do. Don't you know Holy Spirit has revealed to me? People have told me their name, showed me their faces, showed me where they were going to be at, the location, and told me the exact words and the exact movement that they were going to do. And because I spent time with God, he revealed secrets to me. And so she didn't do that. And so she came in third place, which I think is still good. But you see, the spirit of rejection will also have you operate in perfectionism. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Nobody is perfect but Jesus Christ. So let me pray over you before we go. Father God, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you, Lord, that you are working everything out for our good. We thank you, Lord, for destroying the spirit of rejection on our lives. We thank you, Lord, that we have your divine assistance against rejection, and that rejection will not tear us down. Rejection will not take our purpose. Rejection will not take any of our blessings that you already have for us. We thank you, Lord, that we are in our right mind. We decree and declare that our past is our past, and we're going to press forward towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to allow us to be set free. We are free. We have the right to move forward, to fulfill our purpose. We thank you, Lord, that you are maximizing our potential. We thank you, Lord, that as you maximize our potential, that we are going forward and not backwards, and that we can hear clearly the voice of God. We thank you, Lord, that the spirit of rejection will not hold us back. We do know our identity. We do know our purpose, and we are decreeing and declaring it at the throne of grace. We thank you, Lord, that we will operate in your correct timing. We thank you, Lord, that your timing puts us where our divine purpose, identity, and destiny is. We give you glory for today, and we want to thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your grace, for your mercy, and for your favor. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy, and for your favor. We thank you, Lord, that everything is working out for our good. Come on, let's clap and give the Lord glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we are not rooted in rejection. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining me. May the favor of God continue to be on your life. May the blessings of God chase you down. May you not feel rejected anymore in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So join me, women of God, join me. This is a global movement. Join me. Click the show notes. You will see it. The words are highlighted. Click it and it will take you straight to the registration page. We are also having a live prayer Friday morning, which is the 28th, which is in a few hours. We are having a live prayer. All you have to do is visit the prayer link that is also in the show notes. It is www.askdrlisa.org, the same website. Then just put in a /, and put in prayer, hyphen, the number 8, hyphen 00 a.m., hyphen 1. So it's 8 o'clock a.m. www.askdrlisa.org/ the word prayer, hyphen, the number 8, hyphen, 2000, and then A for Apple, M for Mary. Oh, I'm sorry, hyphen 1. I'm sorry, I forgot, hyphen 1. So I look forward to seeing everybody. God bless you. Take care. And I love you so much. Join me for the prayer. Share the podcast. Oh, and leave a comment below. Subscribe. And we'll see you soon. Love you. Take care. Bye-bye.